This is Carmel Bear, and you're listening to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix.
It is Saturday, August 19th, 2023. Josh, it is a beautiful day. Podcast number 142. It is finally the preseason, and we are here to talk about the AFC. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix podcast. I am one of your lovely hosts, the Garlic Johnson. We are joined, as always, by our other lovely hosts, the Joshua Mitchell. Josh, say hi to the folks out there.
Hi, folks.
Excellent. We would love people who join our Discord and chat along with us. We've kept a decent dull roar over the summer, kind of the same contributors we've always had. But if you'd like to jump in and chat with us, we would love for you to do so during the season. It's our hot time, obviously, as we all love NFL. Other than that, Josh, how you doing?
I seepy. How are you, Gar?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you at Levi Oki for all the beautiful illustration. Forgot that. There will not be segment start times in the description because we're really doing the one thing the whole fucking podcast. Josh, why are you sleepy? What's got you so sleepy, bud? You stay up late, or, you know, just the bane of having a child, or what?
No, I just couldn't sleep. That's really all it was.
Jeez, okay. Well, hopefully
it's old age.
Is that a common thing where as you get older, you sleep less? That sounds awful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess is there anything positive you can say, Josh? Anything cool you've been doing recently? Anything new you've been trying? Just try and say one happy thing. Let's have some positive vibes, bro. It's the preseason. We're in our weekly schedule now until fucking January.
Well, I still breathe.
Cool. Well, Josh, I appreciate you looking on the bright side that you are still breathing. All right. Jesus. I wasn't ready for that. All right. As I alluded to before the podcast, or as the podcast began, not before, because that'd be silly. No one could hear me before the podcast began. We are here doing our 272. We've done this every year. I believe the podcast has existed. Well, not the 272 specifically, because the NFL league schedule expanded while we were doing our podcast. But we predict every single game of the year of the regular season. It works out to 272 individual NFL games. And today we're going to talk about the AFC. Break it up so we don't have to sit here and talk quite so long. We'll just talk about 16 of the 32 teams. And then we don't have to time it a minute per and all this and that. But we've been doing this every year. So, Josh, do you happen to have up your results from last year? Do you happen to know how good or bad you did? If not, I have mine up. But, we do it every year. So before we sit here and talk for about half an hour, 45 minutes about us predicting every single game of the NFL season, we should probably, give the people our grain of salt. How good did we do last year, and why should they continue to listen to us, and how accurate we are every single year?
Well, last year was 100% accurate on the ones that I got right.
That's pretty good.
Well, I had a just shy of 60% success rate on the, I believe, just the win-loss ratios, which I'll take, because every year I go through this whole process of how do we score this again? So I think it's 58.6% on the win-losses, maybe not necessarily the week by week. No, it is the week by week because I see the total score there. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably did even better than that. The week to week's the toughest part, just guessing the individual games. I'm looking at this, if I'm seeing this correctly, it looks like you got 0.79% on just their overall records. I'm on the comps sheet now. Maybe that could be different as well, but it looks like, you got about you were about 80% right if I'm seeing that number correctly.
Oh yeah, that's the one there. So then, yeah, I was about 8%, and look at you, bud.
Beat you by 2%, no big fucking deal. if you go back to your J sheet and you scroll down a bit, you can see kind of what division you were best at and what division you were worst at. Maybe let the people know, some of your best divisions and or some of your best teams, just so when they're listening today, especially to the AFC, they should know when to really pay attention and when, this fucking Josh guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, so for the AFC, since that's the one that we're going over today, I did pretty solid in the AFC West. as well as the AFC East. My two struggles were the South and the North. But overall, I mean, my best one was the NFC South, which is kind of shocking. Then again, they're all bad, so I probably predicted them all to lose last year. So, the AFC West is the division that I apparently have a little bit more knowledge on than the other ones.
Excellent. Yeah, looking at mine as well, I'm actually the same. I have the AFC West. Maybe that's because where my second and maybe your second or third team is. The Chargers are over there in the AFC West, so we pay a little bit more attention. My second best was the AFC East. Third best was the AFC North, and I just did not do so hot with the AFC South. But I think a similar thing with both South divisions. I just predicted a lot of losses. I think the Jaguars surprised most teams last year, and the Colts surprised most teams last year. One team in the positive direction, one team in the negative direction. I'll let you decipher for yourself and remember from last year which team went which direction. But I was 6 wins off on the Jags, and some teams just surprise you. So that's just the way she. And I was 6 wins off on the fucking Tennessee Titans as well. Those bastards. I expected them to do way better than they did, but sometimes these things happen. But yeah, Josh, I don't know if there's anything else you might want to talk about or might not want to talk about. We can do so. Otherwise, we could just hop right in, going alphabetical with the AFC for this year.
Let's go.
All right, Josh, who's first? How many wins? Power rank? All the things. Give us your squashy, Joshy power rank, whatever the fuck you called it.
So I guess we are... If we're going, are we going alphabetical order?
We'll just go alphabetical. It's the easiest. Right.
I mean, overall, I had the Baltimore Ravens finishing at 10-7. And then they're my power rank 9. And I wrote down as a note that, it's almost a given that they're going to be over 500 with Lamar at their quarterback, but they're going to struggle in the playoffs. So 10-7 is going to be kind of that record that gets them there. But they're not going to have enough to get over the hump and get past, round 1 or 2 of the playoffs.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I had a very similar thinking. I also have them at 10-7 wins. Shout out. I wrote, and then kind of that 10-7, that kind of comes out of a baseline of talent out of Lamar. And John Harbaugh's just been the coach for so long. And so I'm really curious with Greg Roman gone. Could have done better research, but whatever this new offensive coordinator's in, it's not the same run-first offense necessarily that they've been running for years and years. So I'm really curious. That offense could really raise their profile or tank their profile without knowing. I guess 10-7 felt good to me. I agreed with you. They probably aren't going to, you're probably not going to do so hot in the playoffs. I don't have them going very far. They're my power rank 11, so just 2 lower than yours. And looking at these over-under lines, I think you pulled from CBS or somewhere. They gave them 9.5 wins, so you and I both took the over, but just barely. So we're kind of all in consensus here. You, me, and Vegas, we're all kind of think they're about a 10-win team, a winning record, but not a Super Bowl contender. Moving on here to the Buffalo Bills. The AFC is so stacked, Josh. There's always got to be winners. There's always got to be losers. And I kind of have the Buffalo Bills falling off a bit here. And it's probably controversial. I only have them going 9-8. And I know everyone thinks about the Buffalo Bills. They're stacked, this and that. For me, the AFC, the entire conference is stacked, and so some teams have to lose more games than others. It's just the way the beast is. So I have, I have them going 9-8. I think the loss of Leslie Frazier, shout out their defensive coordinator. I think that'll be a bigger deal. It sounds like instead of getting someone else lower to step up and fill that role, it sounds like Sean McDermott. Maybe his attention will be split. Maybe he'll be less of a head coach and more of a defensive coordinator this year, and the team can suffer. I don't know. I'm just looking for excuses to give them more losses than I have previously, and so they're my power rank 13. Buffalo Bills falling off for me. What do you got for the Bills?
I have them going 11-6. A couple more wins than you got. That's contingent on if Josh Allen returns to his 2021 form and not his turnover happy 2022. If he does have a turnover season, I agree with you that they're not going to have that stellar year, probably 8-9 wins. As far as power rank goes, they're still 7. I still think that they are a top dog in the NFL. Tough to argue with the way that they've been playing lately. James Cook seems to step into his own, so I don't think that they'll have too much of a fall off. They still have Stephon Diggs. They still have I mean, they just drafted a solid tight end, and they have a run game, and, you know, it's still Josh Allen. So I have a hard time seeing them lose less than 10 or win less than 10.
I respect that. Yeah, I just sometimes as the flow of predicting every single game comes to you, the Bills had a couple more losses for me, so we'll see. But
who's next? Moving Josh? On. Moving on to Cincinnati, Micah's team. This is going to be my power rank number 2. So they're going to have a little bit more wins than the previous two teams. And so I had them going 14-3. That is kind of their ceiling, I guess, is what I'm predicting. And so, you know, it all depends on the health of the quarterback. If Joe Burrow gets a hangnail, it might be 3-14. So you might want to get those manicures done, feller.
Oh, no.
The only question I have is their run game is stale. Joe Mixon last year had issues, so much to the point that he pulled a gun on someone. And then they have no safeties from what I understand. And so their secondary is going to be, lacking. But they do have one of the most high flying offenses, or pass games in the NFL. So, I do think that, you know, their ceiling is at 14-3.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue. I think Cincinnati was the team I had kind of falling off last year. They're still a playoff team, but this year I wasn't going to make the same mistake. I don't have them going 14 wins like you do. They're my power rank 3, so just one lower. But I have them going 11-6. I just, you know, I kept my notes simple. I said one of the league's best teams. Will be interesting when everybody needs a payday, which isn't this year. It's coming up. Joe Burrow's about to get broken off with extension, and then, you know, you've got Jamar soon and T. Higgins and all these players are going to need contracts soon, so we'll see. But this year I have them going 11-6, power rank 3. I mean, literally top 3 team in the NFL. This year I didn't have as many extremes wins and losses, so maybe I should say that. Maybe 11-6 doesn't sound as hot, but I tried to avoid the, you know, the real extremes of like 16-1 or 1-16. I think my teams are a little more, you know, I think the lowest team I have is 3 wins and the highest team I have is maybe 15 or 14 wins, something like that. So I didn't go as extreme. So 11-6 was, you know, my third best team, I believe, or tied for the third best. So Vegas has their over underlined 11.5. So I'm just under that, and you're well over that. We will see. But we both agree Cincinnati is going to be one of the best teams this year. And, you know, they haven't won the bowl yet, but back-to-back AFC championship games, I believe that's right off the top of my head. But one of the best teams in the league, and Joe Burrow is very exciting to watch. Moving on, Josh, to the Cleveland Browns, staying in the AFC North. I have them going 8-9. They're my power rank number 22. I just have them as a middle-of-the-road team. Could surprise, you know, Deshaun. Deshaun and company could finally be putting all the, you know, the stuff from last year behind them. Not that you should ignore or pretend that Deshaun Watson didn't do the things he did, but just from a pure football perspective, the distraction itself is probably down a bit, and they can just focus on, you know, their profession of football now. I think they could surprise people. I still like Stefanski as a person, as a play caller. I'm not counting on it though, so I'm only giving them 8 wins and 9 losses. And yeah, Cleveland will just continue to be that a struggle bussing team, but not the 0-17 struggle bussing team. What do you think, Josh?
I had them going 8-9 as well. I mean, I just said that their defense is too good to lose more than 9, and it's all kind of contingent on whether or not Deshaun Watson is good or if he's who we think he is, which is a bad person with no good ideas. Word out of camp is that they're still struggling to get the pass game put together. People seem to think that he's solid, but he had DeAndre Hopkins bailing him out quite a bit in the past. He had 2 years off of football, basically. So who knows? He might not be good, which would be the most Cleveland thing in the world. So I said 8-9 as well. Moving on to the team that everybody had in the Super Bowl last year. But then they ended up not doing anything.
I had them missing the playoffs last year. Let the record show.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the general media, the people that think they know what they're talking about.
Idiots.
I have Denver going 10-7 this year. I think that Peyton's just going to threaten the crap out of Russ Wilson, making him cry every week just to get those 10 wins. But I do have Russ getting benched after week 11 because he's going to do a photo shoot for Subway on the sideline or something stupid. He cannot be heel at any point. You know, he can't refrain from being that guy that he is. So who knows? Maybe he shows up to practice wearing a bucket hat and Sean Payton takes offense to it. It seems like, you know, that defense is too good to lose too many games. All they have to do is score 15, 16 points, and they'll be solid. They could kick 5 field goals and win games. So 10-7 is what I have them going. They're power ranked 10.
Okay. For the trash you talked, they obviously had a terrible year last year. Also, shout out to Walters. I just noticed I was probably too much in the zone. Walters is listening live, and he put football in the chat. So shout out, Walters. Thanks for listening live. But it looks like the Vegas line for them is only 8.5. You have them going 10. I have them going 8-9. I took the under. It looks like I think they're just outside the playoffs. I think Sean Payton helps raise the profile of their team. But last year, I don't know if Sean Payton was necessarily the QB whisperer with all he did with, Drew Brees, and then, he helped raise the profile of Jameis Winston a bit and this and that. But is Russ washed? I mean, I have less faith in Russ after seeing last year. They have to prove it back to me for me to have any faith. Not that I fucking mean anything or my opinion means anything, but I have them going 8-9. I don't think they'll be a particularly stellar team. They definitely have enough talent and enough knowledge and enough experience to have a baseline of, that 8 wins, but I don't think they'll do much more than that. You have them power rank 10. I have them power rank 18. Looks like it's one of our biggest differences of the day, top 5 difference of the day. So, you can talk a little trash. I'm not sure if they're a playoff team for you or not. Looks like they're right in the bubble, but I definitely have them going 8-9 and, not making the playoffs with a negative record in the stacked AFC. So, Denver Broncos, not so hot this year for me. Moving on to the Houston Texans. They had the second overall pick this year, and then I think they also jumped into the third overall pick, so they took one of the best defensive player and C.J. Stroud as well. I have them going 5-12. Of course, I'm not giving them a lot of faith this year. Vegas has the line at 6.5 wins, so I'm taking the under. I think the sky's the limit in the future. I love D'Amico Ryans. I love that hire. The O-line will hold them back in 2023. If anyone's watched some highlights from their preseason so far, I know it's just preseason, but C.J. Stroud was running for his fucking life, dude. So I think once, D'Amico can get some of his guys in there on the defense and then get some protection for C.J., I really like the potential of this team. I gave them power rank 27, so not the bottom of the barrel. I think I have Carolina and some other teams that were at the top of the draft lower. So I really like Houston this year. I gave them 5 wins, which might even be high for some people, but I definitely think their future is bright. Josh, what do you think about the Houston Texans?
I think they stink. No. So I said they're going 4-13. So just one less win than you. They're my power rank 29. My note for them was to see Carolina. But we didn't talk about Carolina today. So a little bit of a spoiler is I think that they're with the rookies and all of their kind of young talent around them. They're going to start off a little bit slow, but then they'll catch a little bit of a streak in the middle of the season, end of the season, to get a couple wins in there. So they're not going to be, bottom of the barrel. But I have them going 4-13. Moving on to Indy, a team that I had in the playoffs last year, is super solid. I mean, it was hard to argue with their O-line and Taylor, and then they got Matt Ryan in. I have them going 8-9, so they aren't a playoff team by any means. Power rank 21, or they're kind of a bubble team, I guess, at 8-9. But I have C Carolina Houston on this one as well, because young quarterback, solid team around them, but they only have that double the wins of the Houston team because of their O-line, and then Taylor, maybe.
Yeah. So Vegas has Indy at 6.5. You took the over just slightly. I'm taking the under. I'm giving them only 6-11. I think, Anthony Richardson is raw. Obviously, he was, the biggest, what is that, relative athletic score, or whatever the fuck it is, the RS.
Rass.
The Rass. He's raw. Shane Steichen, exciting, just coming off a big season from the Eagles. Again, a team where I think the future is bright, but they've been a team that thought they were just a quarterback away forever. They had Rivers come to town. They had Wentz come to town. They had Matt Ryan come to town. And then the rest of their team, they paid a lot of their O-linemen. They paid some defensive people, and the team just kind of fell off. So I no longer believe they're in that quarterback away situation. So with the Taylor drama and everything else, I think they could be great in 2023, 2024 and potentially beyond with Shane Steichen and Anthony Richardson getting used to things. But I have them power ranked 26 this year, going 6-11. You're a little bit more high on them than I am, but we both agree that this year is not their year. Moving on to the same staying within the same division, the AFC South, we're going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Vegas has them at, or the over under at 9.5. I'm taking the over. I'm giving them 11 wins with 6 losses. I'm giving them a top 10 power rank. They're actually number 8 in my power rankings. I think hell froze over. The Jags are for real. The ghost of Blake Bortles is blessing them while watching from a pool in the stadium. And, you know, they surprised a lot of people last year. They made the playoffs. They came back in an amazing game in the playoffs against the Chargers. They were down 26-0. Trevor Lawrence throws 4 picks in the playoffs, and they have the resolve to come back. You know, I don't think the team did anything to take a step back. I think they're only growing. Doug Peterson's down there riding the ship. I have a lot of faith in the Jags this year. Of course, only one. They could be a one-hit wonder with last year's season, but I think that success will just continue to grow. So I have the Jags going 11-6. They're a top 8 team for me. Let's go, Jags. What do you think, Josh?
Well, I have Jacksonville going 9-8, so 2 less wins than you, but, you know, still kind of, I believe they're still border playoff team. If I were to redo, I didn't do the playoffs thing again. I do that every year. I think they have a tougher schedule just because of their playoffs. But they are a solid team, so they, you know, 9 wins is possible. It all kind of depends on if Trevor Lawrence takes another step forward. You know, they could be the Jags of old, or they could be, you know, the next up and coming kind of, not Cincinnati, but Buffalo and Baltimore team, where they have solid team around them, just can't break through to that Cincinnati, Kansas City type dynasty. Moving on to KC, I have them going 12-5, so not quite as many wins as Cincinnati, but they're my power rank 3. It's hard to say that they're going to lose 5 games. Big Red eats competition. That's all I got to say about this team. I mean, it's Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, I Kansas City wasn't even my top, you know, going through the wins and losses. I believe I gave San Francisco a better record this year. I have them going 12-5 as well, but I put KC power rank number 1 because KC is the new dynasty. I think you come to my Super Bowl party every year. It's a nice little quaint group, but I think we kind of were establishing before the game in person, I think maybe in the Discord chat as well with some of our friends. It's like, if KC wins this, are they the next dynasty? And they go on to win the Super Bowl. It's like, all right, KC, you're the real deal. I don't know if you have the same, you know, 10 to 15 year staying power from now that Billy B did to really live out the dynasty that the Patriots did. But, you know, I don't know if anyone will ever recreate the Patriot magic that was. So for all intents and purposes, they are the current dynasty. Will it be as big, it'll be as impressive as New England Patriots? No, but they put my power rank 1 team. Big Red is amazing. Patrick Mahomes is amazing. Kelce is amazing. They proved they didn't need Tyreek last year. KC, best team in the league for me. We both take the over as Vegas had them at 11.5, or the over under at 11.5. Moving on, same division, Josh, stay in the AFC West. We're going on to my second favorite team, the Los Angeles Chargers. Vegas has them at 9.5. I'm taking the over, as I do every year and probably regret, but they're in the playoffs last year. I have them going 10-7. You know, Kellen Moore comes over from Dallas. He's known for his very exciting offense. I think this offense should be very exciting with Kellen Moore, but the team is cursed. They're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs. I have them power rank 10, so they'll be an exciting team. They'll make the playoffs, I think, just barely in the stacked AFC, but they'll still make the playoffs in my thing. And you know, we'll watch them lose in the first or second round, but I love the Chargers, and for people who love offense and love fantasy, the Chargers should be your team this year. Josh, what do you think?
I had the Chargers going 10-7, same as you, and so just barely on that over. They're my power rank 11, so fairly close to what you had as well. You know, I think Kicker the Dicker is going to win all 10 of them for him. 10 game winning field goals for that kid. And so he, I mean, just, but overall, like you were saying, they have a pretty solid team around him. Justin Herbert, you know, I think this is the year that he kind of establishes himself. I know there's some people saying he hasn't, but I think that he's going to prove some people wrong. Moving on to Las Vegas Raiders. I have them going 5-12 because I honestly don't know who their quarterback is right now.
Jimmy G, bro.
Last I heard he wasn't, though.
According to who? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, is he a quarterback? Didn't he fail a physical? Isn't he injured?
I don't think
power rank 26. I have him going 5-12. I think that, you know, if he is their starter, I think the Jimmy G winning magic is gone. Devontae's going to have to switch to quarterback in order for them to win those five games.
All right. Interesting. Vegas has their over underline. Maybe Vegas is biased here at 7.5. Both you and I are taking the under. You went 5-12. I'm going 7-10. So I gave them a little bit more credit. I mean, Josh Jacobs was the league's best running back last year. So assuming he comes back to the team, which he is not with the team right now, that's worth a couple wins, I think. But I think, yeah, that this team just doesn't have enough anymore. Josh McDaniels is the head coach. Josh Jacobs isn't with the team right now, and he was most of the team last year. Devontae Adams allegedly won out as well. So the two best players want out. This team is going in the wrong direction. Maybe Josh McDaniels has enough staying power to stay there and create his own team. Otherwise, he's dealing with a mess. I have them power ranked 25. You have them 26. We're both in agreement. This is one of the bottom teams of the league. Sorry, Vegas, but your glory days of Derek Carr and John Gruden are over. That's a depressing sentence just to even think about. Moving on, Josh, we're going to the AFC East. We're going to the Miami Dolphins, a team I knew would be good last year. Tua got hurt. Vegas has their over-under at 9.5. I think that's disrespectfully low. I have them going 11-6. I think Tua stays healthy all year. His judo and his whatever else, his martial arts training, you know, teaching him how to fall, you know, gymnastics, whatever he's doing, I think that's going to help him avoid a concussion or two this year, keep him on the field. And I think with Tua healthy, I think this will help unlock the full McDaniels offense. You know, hypothetically, if not, they did sign Mike White, and we all saw what Mike White can do. Mike White might be able to torch some teams. So I have them power rank number 5. I have them winning the AFC East. And yeah, Miami Dolphins, a top 5 team for me in 2023. Josh, what do you think?
I think you're crazy. I had them going 11-6 as well. They're my power rank 6. I do think that they're good. Tyreek's fast. That offense is fast. They have 17 running backs on their roster, I'm pretty sure, and all of them are on my dynasty team.
Except for
the one they're probably going to use. So, yeah, it all kind of depends on if Tua's there or not. They might even get Fitz magic out of the booth with his chest hair flowing to play QB without pads on. But yeah, 11-6. I do think that this is a pretty solid team.
I suppose when people told you to handcuff running backs, you didn't imagine a fucking one of those Christmas loop things where you break one off for 25 days, did you?
Nope. Moving on to N'England. Sorry, Billy B. I have you going 5-12. Mac is whack. I have them power ranked 28. They're one of the bottom of the barrel teams. They've got, you know, tough division, very tough division. When you think about, you know, Buffalo, the Jets, and then the team we just talked about, Miami. So I do think that they have a bit of a struggle going. I mean, their defense is super good, so they may even turn their 5-win season into an 8-win season. But I have a hard time seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think both you and I were calling the same thing last year, and to our credit, New England didn't do too much last year. Vegas has the over-under at 7.5. You took the under. I'm taking the over just by half a win. I have them going 8-9, so you and I both agree they're not a playoff team, but I don't have them, you know, as one of the league's, you know, bottom five teams. You know, Billy B just deserves a base level of respect. The defense has been good for a while. Special teams usually pretty solid. You know, they don't have Matt Patricia as their fucking offensive coordinator anymore. They brought back Bob, Bill O'Brien. So we'll see what he can do. I think if the offense figures it out, Mac, you know, they could be a fringe playoff team. So 8-9 might even be a little bit low, assuming that offense figures it out. But, you know, this was our second biggest difference of our predictions here, Josh. You have them power rank 28. I have them power rank 19. So again, we both agree they're a bottom of the half team, but we definitely disagree on where on the bottom they lie. We will see, though. I still believe I have to give a base level of respect to Billy B. Not enough to give them a playoff berth, but you know, enough to give them a respectable middle of the road season. Staying in the AFC East, Josh, we are going to the New York Jets. Green Bay East, as people are calling it these days. Vegas has the over-under line at 9.5. I'm taking the over. I'm going 10-7. This is one of those amazing teams on paper. We saw they have the Offensive Rookie of the Year, the Defensive Rookie of the Year. They've got Aaron Rodgers. They've got Robert Saleh, hot new coach. This team looks amazing on paper, but a lot of those dream teams don't ever really live up to their full hype, or at least not in my recent memory. Maybe I'm forgetting one. But, you know, I think this team just has a base level of wins. I think Aaron Rodgers over Mike White, or who the fuck was their quarterback last year? Zach Wilson?
Wilson?
Yeah. I have them power rank 9. I think based on the 10-7, I think they were the top 10-7 team I predicted. Walters with the hot take. Jets make the playoffs. I don't believe so. I have the Jets making the playoffs in my prediction. But I have them power rank 9. And we'll see what Green Bay East can do, Josh. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun to watch. And Hard Knocks has been good. If people have Max and watch Hard Knocks, you know, definitely go enjoy Aaron Rodgers on Hard Knocks. But, Josh, what do you think about Green Bay East? I'm really interested on your take here.
I have them going 12-5. I have them, you know, I think that, you know, you say recent dream teams haven't necessarily worked out, but I mean, Tampa Bay, wasn't that a dream team a couple years ago when Brady first got there? They won the Super Bowl. The year before that, the Rams, weren't they supposed to be a dream team when Stafford got there? They won the Super Bowl. That was just, you know, 3-4 years ago. So dream teams have worked. Last year, the dream team that kind of soured everybody's opinion on them was probably Denver. And so I think that this is going to be a team that I really, honestly, Walters, I hope you're right. I know that I've bragged on your takes for football day in and day out. Nightly, I dream about it sometimes. I say that your takes are trash, but I really hope they miss the playoffs, because as the Packers own their first-round pick next year, if Rodgers plays 60% of the plays, hey, I'm not gonna disrespect your softball game, Mr. Ding Donger.
Ding Donger!
I do think that they make the playoffs. They're my power rank 5. I think that they'll be solid. The only question mark is their O-line, but Rodgers has played with some ragtag groups of individuals at O-line in the past. And I think that they'll block proficiently because they, you know, they're blocking for the future first ballot.
Interesting. Okay. We got two teams left. Josh, who's next?
Pittsburgh! And that's how everyone in Pittsburgh talks, I'm guessing. And so I have them going 10-7, solid season. It's going to be that plus over 500. I think Kenny Pickett's going to go 4,000 yards, 44 TDs, and 8 interceptions. It gets more MVP votes this season than Russell Wilson. They're my power rank 14. You're welcome, Erics. And there is absolutely zero bias or, you know, any sort of me backing a horse that I got my trailer hitched to with Kenny Pickett there. He is not my super flex quarterback. Don't worry about it.
Okay, Josh, coming in with the completely unbiased reporting. We love that, Josh. We love your unbiased reporting. Moving on to my Pittsburgh Steelers take. Vegas has them at 8.5, or is the over-under at 8.5. Josh and I both took the over. I have them only going 9-8. I had to give them a winning record. Eric's fucking relaxed, dude. I gave Pittsburgh Steelers, I think I had them going 3-14 last year, and I never heard the end of it, and of course ended up being wrong. Mike Tomlin always finds a way, but I have them going 9-8, so that's a winning record, Eric's. I don't want to fucking hear it. Unfortunately for you, the AFC is fucking stacked. You guys will not win your division, you will not make it into the playoffs, but you'll have a winning record. I have them power rank 15, Josh, you have them power rank 14. We both agree they're a top half of the league team. That's just not good enough this year specifically, so I'm sorry, Erics, but they're a good team, okay? Just don't beat me anymore. Just quit sending me dead head or corpse heads in the mail. Fucking Latvian freak, dude. All right. Finally, Josh, the AFC last and least, the Tennessee Titans. Vegas has their over underlined at only 7.5, which really surprises me, but maybe I'm just, you know, I'm still thinking about too many seasons ago. I'm taking the over. I'm smashing the over. I'm going 11-6 for the Tennessee Titans. I do think they're starting to fall off, but that's just from my mindset. I had them having like 15 or 14 wins last year, so of course that's falling off to me, whereas not falling off to most people, but I think this all hinges on Derrick Henry keeping it up. You know, Vrabel is a dog. Mike Vrabel is an absolute dog. I have them power rank 7. I still think this is one of those top teams. You know, I was kind of looking at it between which team do I think is more likely to fall off. Is it going to be Josh Allen and the Bills? Is it going to be Ryan Allen and Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans? Ultimately, I want the Bills falling off over the Titans. Will I regret that? We will see. But yeah, again, 11-6, top 7 team for me. Josh, this is our biggest disagreement of the day. So sharpen your fucking sword and tell me why I'm wrong so I can then come back and tell you why you're wrong. Josh, what do you think for the Titans this year?
Well, I think they're 8-9. They're my power rank 20. I have them closer to what CBS had projected with their 7.5 wins. Their defense sucks. Their wide receiver room sucks. And their quarterback, who is it? Is it going to be their rookie quarterback that they took in the second round? Or was it the third? I don't even remember. Or is it going to be the second-year quarterback they took last year in the second round?
It's Tannehill, bro.
Yeah, sure. But anyways, who's he going to throw it to? Traylon Burks is already hurt. I don't know. This team is duty. Derrick Henry can only carry him so far. He's on the wrong side of 25 as far as NFL running backs go. I have him going 8-9. Sure, Vrabel is a dog, but like Billy Belichick, what position does he play? He's the coach. He's not out there making the plays. He doesn't have any dogs on the field.
Josh, Mike Vrabel will fucking suit up if that's what it takes to win a couple games, and you know it, dude.
Which is why I gave them 8 and not 5. So, okay. I said on here that their quarterback, wide receiver, and defense are all weaker than the seams on a fat kid's underwear, and that's absolutely true. This may be our biggest difference, but, you know, you gotta look at the X's and O's and not the Jimmys and Joes when it comes to making these kind of predictions. There,
Jimmy's,
you got too much
Joes.
Faith in names.
Josh, that was amazing. Oh, fuck. All right. So I know you didn't do the bit to pick your playoff teams, but I'll go through mine and I'll just sort yours by win so you can kind of pick yours if you want. But I did my AFC playoffs. I have the number one seed going to, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're winning the West. I have the Cincinnati Bengals winning the North. They're the second seed. And the third seed winning the East, I have the Miami Dolphins. And the fourth seed winning the South, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the fifth seed of the wild card, I have the Titans, and the sixth seed I have the New York Jets, and the seventh seed wild card I have the Los Angeles Chargers. So that's my seven playoff teams, and potential spoiler for next week, even though we'll talk about it next week, I have Miami as my Super Bowl 58 team in Vegas. So I'm sure that'll be wrong, but sometimes you got to make some spicy takes just for fun. Josh, do you roughly want to guess who your playoff teams are, or do you not want to bother with all that?
I have Cincinnati at the one seed, Kansas City, New York Jets, 2-3, Buffalo, Miami, Baltimore, Denver are going to kind of round out, depending on tiebreakers and stuff, it could be the Chargers or Pittsburgh in there as well. As far as my Super Bowl contender, I can't go against the Chiefs until the Chiefs go against themselves. So it's got to be the Chiefs for me. I do think it's going to be another Kansas City-Cincinnati showdown. Rodgers is going to have that first. He's going to bring that first round playoff curse over to New York with him. So the Packers can be in the Super Bowl against Kansas City this year, baby. Hell yeah. Preview to next week.
Oh, dang. All right. Well, Josh, that does it for the 272. We did it in less. We almost always stretch podcasts to an hour. We won't do that today, but briefly, two things. Next day, tomorrow, we have our Champions Draft. You are the newest member of the Champions Branch Out League. It's an auction draft. We're no longer Superflex, but you have to have rookies. You have to have a rookie in your starting lineup every week, so that puts a little bit of premium on them. How much legwork have you done? How much research have you done? And how are you feeling? Do you feel like you're prepared for the Champions Branch Out auction draft that is about 28 hours away from now?
Well, I definitely did not tell Nikita yesterday, oh, shoot, I have a draft tomorrow or on Sunday. So that didn't happen.
Excellent.
But yeah, I definitely haven't done any legwork. I absolutely hate auction drafts for some reason, probably because of the sour taste in my mouth of getting stuck with Kenyon Drake and somebody else as my running backs in the Dynasty League that the Deflate These Balls League. And so I don't know. It's just too much pressure. I like the whole snake idea. Slither. I'll probably put in about 15, 20 minutes of work sometime today. Maybe tomorrow. Probably tomorrow afternoon after the draft to see what I did wrong. the rookie piece, I mean, yeah, you guys are silly willies because I know all the good rookies and I'm going to have them all on my team and you guys suck.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, we'll see. I think, you know, and maybe Josh, this is just me projecting onto you, but, you know, your personality has always been, you know, you talked about it in an earlier podcast. You're a value-based drafter guy. You're not someone who reaches a lot. You like things to fall to you. But at an auction, when, you know, everyone gives out these guides and how auctions are supposed to go, but then we all realize once we get into auctions, people are overpaying for this, people are overpaying for that. And then you're kind of left with guys like Kenyon Drake or this or that because you don't want to be that guy who reach or, you know, the reach equivalent in an auction is an overpay. And that's just, you know, kind of, in my opinion, kind of goes against your personality. So it's just an interesting dynamic of, okay, this guy really wants to be base things on value, but everyone's overpaying for these studs. Now, what does this guy do? So we'll see. We'll see how things go tomorrow. I have also put in zero prep to this point, but, you know, I didn't have, at this time yesterday, I only had about 2 weeks done in my 272 and we were ready for the podcast today. So I'll be ready. I'm a champion. We'll be ready for tomorrow. One last thing, Josh, are you a Game Pass guy? Do you have Game Pass these days or no?
Sure do.
I would. It's a six-year-old game, so there's a good chance you've already played it, but it just dropped on Game Pass. I was playing it.
Not been out before. Firefight or whatever it is.
Firewatch. Have you played it or no?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I was going to revisit it because I had it at 100p, and it looks like they added achievements to it. Maybe I thought I had it at 100p, but yeah, I played it. It's a fun game.
What I would recommend, Josh, is I don't know if you've done it the original time you played it. Again, it's a six-year-old game, and I've always wanted to play it, but I didn't. But and we don't have to be talking about this in a football podcast, but since I have your attention right now, they have a special... Once you beat the game the first time, they have a special feature where you can play back through the game, but with audio commentary, and I thought it was really, really cool. So, like, you go around, and there's these little audio commentary kiosks you walk around, and you just hear all the people who made the game, the artists, and the musicians, and the voice actors, and everything. They just sit there, and they give you a real beautiful behind-the-scenes look at making Firewatch, and I thought it was really well done, and I'm not even someone who knows a lot about, you know, creating games, so I would highly recommend playing through with the audio commentary if you're someone who would appreciate such a thing.
Maybe.
All right. Well, that will do it for us, folks. I will not stretch this out and ruin Josh's life. We will be back. I don't know, Josh. We could do a Tuesday pod. We could do a Saturday pod. Do we want to pick now? Or it doesn't really matter. But we are doing the NFC next week. And then after that, we'll have our Hood draft grades. And then we'll have our fantasy season predictions. And before you know it, football will be here. We are so close. And Josh and I are back into our weekly schedule. So we appreciate everyone so much for listening. And Josh, go ahead and say Go Packers before I play this goodbye song.
I'm going to try something different.
Oh, okay. Go Jets, maybe?
Go Packers. Oh, shit. I'm broken. That's all I got.
It's just muscle memory, dude. All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We will see you next week. Bye-bye. Walters, I will allow you to speak once I'm done recording. I can't, you're a wild card. I don't know what you're going to say. Dude, you got 2 seconds. You want to say anything?
No Packers.
Beautiful.